Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
After we filed a federal lawsuit and before the judge ruled, Romanian churches in Illinois held their first service on Mother's Day. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We represent two Romanian churches in which we filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Illinois. The one church is Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church, and the other is Logos Baptist Ministries. These pastors joined together in issuing a joint letter with other Romanian pastors to the governor, indicating that they were going to open their services for limited in-person services on Mother's Day. They had complied patiently with the restrictions. But the longer it went on, the less likely it looked like the governor was even going to allow them to fully reopen. In fact, he said, maybe not for another 12 to 18 months. Well, these pastors, Holly, they had come from communist Romania, and they understand the price of freedom. So they essentially drew a line in the sand and said, with all due respect, we're going to open. We're giving you notice of that. This is our calling, and this is our mission. And so they did. And Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church on Sunday, they did some amazing things. And amazingly, too, the media, and we're talking about big media in Chicago, they attended the service. They were so impressed. Mm-hmm. Not a single negative word about them coming out in the media print. Why? Because these churches, they did according to their calling. They had the in-person services, but they did it in a way that went way beyond what the secular gatherings are doing to protect the health and safety of their people.
Yeah, they certainly weren't reckless about this. You can go on our press release and see actually a video that we've linked to that they produced showing they had a professional company come in before the service, sanitizing all the rooms. They had masks, gloves, everything that was required, and appropriate distance between people as well. Even, you know, the pastor and up front, as well as all the people. They taped off certain areas, don't sit here, and that kind of thing. They were very, very cautious.
Very meticulous, yeah. And so on Saturday, they actually have this video, like you're saying. These people came in, they had the respirators on, they had the white suits. They were mixing the various chemicals, and they went through the sanctuary, and they sprayed the disinfectant everywhere. That particular disinfectant is of something that kills germs for an extended period of time.
Probably like the rate of what you'd find in a hospital, I would
imagine. It was a very high-grade professional service. And then on Sunday, of course, when people came, they had the yellow caution tape. Mm-hmm. You can literally see how sparsely they were allowing people to be in. This is a sanctuary that seats 750 people, and then they have an overflow room for 550 people. I think the total number of people, there's been an estimate of 70, there's been an estimate of just a little over 100, but it was a fraction of what they can accommodate. And the reason why, you can go to our website, lc.org, and you can see what it looks like through the video and through the still photography. And what they did was they literally put caution tape around the different seats so that people would not sit there, so that you might have one seat here. And clearly they were moving people far enough apart, including in their choir, where they had taped off seats.
And their overflow room.
So that they're nowhere near each other.
Right, because they have like 1,300 seats, so there's plenty of room. But they were very cautious about it.
Very, very cautious about it. And then when the seats that they had marked off for use were full, they literally turned people away at the door, which no doubt is heartbreaking. But they wanted to really go beyond what the secular environments are doing to protect the health and welfare of people. So there were media that were in attendance, and they wanted to see what it looked like, and they were so impressed. Mm-hmm. And the articles that have come out regarding this church are unbelievably favorable, with no negative at all. There's nothing about this church wanted to be a rebellious church. Right. They're talking about what they did. We were able to obtain the video. obtained the photographs, and we were working through the weekend, by the way, and that's what we've been doing now quite regularly. Some of our attorneys, one of them in particular, he went to bed at 4 o'clock on Thursday. I'm talking about in the morning, working all day until 4 a.m. in the morning. The next day, 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 4 a.m., mm-hmm. just constant. Now, I know that will ultimately catch up with you, but this particular team that we have at Liberty Counsel is incredibly dedicated and are working long, and I'm talking about long hours. I'm not talking about 12-hour days. I'm talking about much longer than that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about weekends, because there's so many of these kinds of cases that we're working on and so many pastors we're helping. This is just one of those cases. So this particular one, the judge had ordered the state of Illinois, the governor, Pritzker, to file their response to our lawsuit on Saturday at 5 o'clock, which would be 6 o'clock our time in the Eastern time zone. And then we were to file at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock our time on Sunday night. So we had to work through the weekend. We were able to file this information in the court record before our time deadline for filing. So all of that's in there. And in fact, I think what it really shows, Holly, is, look, the government just seems to wipe churches off as though they're non-essential. They allow these other commercial operations to operate with some guidance or guidelines, but none of them do what this church has done. None of them have gone to the extent of protecting health and safety, making sure that they've gone above and beyond to do so while still operating. And yet, they don't even allow churches the opportunity to be able to incorporate this into their in-person worship. They just literally write them off the map.
But you know, sometimes, Matt, I think it takes sometimes people who have lived in a communist country to remind us in America how priceless our freedom is. This particular pastor of this Church of Elam said that in Romania, we knew our rights were a few letters on a piece of paper called Constitution. It was just a gimmick. Here in the United States, the Constitution still counts for something. Well, let's make it count, lest it become just a piece of paper. What a reminder that why we fight for this. That's why we work these long hours, to fight for these churches that are essential.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this pastor really gets it. And the day after, on Monday, after having the service on Mother's Day, he said this: last Sunday, Elam Church has provided a model for other churches, mm-hmm. but also for the government officials to look at and consider it. They look to the medical professionals and economists for guidance on how to reopen the economy. It's time to consult with us on how to reopen church public services, not sending us down absurd decrees that show ignorance and indifference. I, for one, will not accept to be placed in the same category with stadiums, cinemas, entertainment venues, and bars. Amen. We are not providing entertainment. We're providing vital services. I mean, this is a powerful statement. And please have the decency to put the word churches into your recovery schemes. Don't bunch us into the public gatherings. If the food store is essential for providing food for the physical body, spiritual food is at least as important. Buying building material and home goods also has a spiritual dimension. For the church, it is a spiritual construction that needs to be built and maintain. The politicians need to stop pretending they care about our people more than we do.
That'll preach.
I mean, this pastor, I'm telling you, I love this pastor.
Yes.
He gets it, and he is strong. And he also actually wrote the day after about the service, and he also then says to the pastors, other pastors, that some pastors give him a wink and a nod, but he says, we're past giving a wink and a nod. You need to now take action. And he also says to Christians, I don't get why you think it's not important to have in-person services. Right. I mean, they came from a place where gathering together and preaching off the approved script would throw them in jail.
Right.
Never did they imagine this would happen in the United States of America. And yet, that's exactly what they face. pray for our cases. We're fighting not only in Illinois on behalf of these Romanian churches, we're also in other states as well, Maine, Virginia, Kentucky. We're working in about 40 different states with pastors. We're having telephone conferences on a regular basis with hundreds and hundreds of pastors. We're working in California, all over the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Also, go to our special page, reopenchurch.org, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.